The monstrous Bay Bridge linking San Francisco and Oakland, California may soon be given a new name, the Emperor Norton Bridge. Yesterday, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted 8-2 to rechristen the span in honor of the man who called for the bridge's construction over a century ago. And for those of you unfamiliar with Mr. Norton and his colorful history, here are a few notable items. He landed in San Francisco in 1849 to try his luck in the gold rush. In his 30 years in the city, he declared himself the Emperor of the United States, printed his own currency, and imposed a $25 fine on any person calling his beloved home Frisco. Joining us now is the man credited with spearheading the Emperor Norton Bridge movement. Phil Frank is the creator of the Farley comic strip in the San Francisco Chronicle. He joins us by phone from his office in San Francisco. Thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here, Lynn.
Now, it was your comic strip, Farley, that first publicized this movement. Why did you want to spearhead such a movement?
Well, first of all, I'm also a local historian, and I'm a little dismayed by the fact that the schools are not really teaching local history the way they should, because the San Francisco Bay Area history is just so rich and a great tool for learning for people. So I was getting an email from readers who were saying that the Ghirardelli Square had dropped its Emperor Norton chocolate sundae, and they wanted something done about it. And I realized that, you know, we were starting to lose touch with an important character in the form of Joshua Norton, who declared himself Emperor of the United States and Protector of Mexico. So I put it in the comic strip, and immediately got this big response from people. And there had been efforts before to try to name the Bay Bridge after Emperor Norton, because he's the one who declared it should be built in 1872. And then subsequently, it was finally built in 1934. So it's a big part of our local lore, and we just felt, a number of historians felt like it should be done the right way.
And what so, can you tell us a little bit more about Emperor Norton?
Yeah, I mean, I know. I wish we had an hour, but I'll squeeze it in. He was a very successful businessman and owned a lot of property. He was a member of society, a bachelor. And then he had a definite reversal of fortunes when he tried to corner the rice market and lost all of his money in the mid-1850s. And so he came back, went into seclusion, and came out in 1859 slightly mentally imbalanced. And this happened to a lot of people who went through this crisis out here with the collapsing markets and gold discovery. And when he came back, he declared himself the Emperor of the United States and was wearing a military uniform from the 1850s and was suddenly adopted by the residents of San Francisco and became a very popular local figure and, in essence, really became the conscience of San Francisco, because he began ordering decrees which instructed different bodies, political bodies, to open up voting for all people and to make sure that African Americans could be educated and that Chinese could be included, allowed to buy property, allowed to be in the school system. So he was a very interesting character, and he performed this role for 20 years until he died in 1880. And when he died, something between 20 and 30,000 people came to his funeral.
Now, I understand that this idea of naming the bridge after him, while it's been passed by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, still needs to be approved by the Oakland City Council and the state legislature.
That's right. This is just the first step.
But what's its fate? Do you think it's going to pass?
Well, I don't know. It has been tried before, but only through a petition to the state, to the governor, with 60,000 signatures. In this case, we're trying to do it by following the legislative trail, going first to one city, then to the other, and then to have it carried by a legislator to Sacramento and then presented to the state legislature. It's a different process, and it's our hope. I mean, there's no other place in the country that would do this, would name a bridge after somebody who was in the condition that he was, but who was a beloved local character. And we just think that we should give it a good shot. And we just have a tremendous amount of support from Bay Area residents so far.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today, Phil.
You bet, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Phil Frank is the creator of the Farley comic strip in the San Francisco Chronicle. He joined us by phone from his office in San Francisco.